1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Now, Ann, as we get into late September, October not too far away, we're thinking all things pumpkin spice and so much more, and some spooky things going on with Stratford Festival.
Yeah, we're getting towards the end of the season. There's still stuff going on. I can't believe how much the festival's offering, really. Like, I know I work there and everything, but it seems like there is, when I feel like we're winding down, there's still new things happening.
Yeah, exactly. So we have some special tours coming up, is that right?
We do, yeah. These are really popular. They're the ghost tours at the Avon, and we offered them last year, and people just love them. So we brought them back for sort of Halloween time. And they're at the end of October, and you go to the Avon Theater, and you have these ghost tours from the mid-October till the end of October. So I think I don't know. I would never go on a ghost tour. I think I'd be too scared to hear the stories and then have to work there.
Oh, Ann. But as you mentioned.
But I think they're a lot. No, truly, they are a lot of fun. People have a great time at them. It's one of those most popular things. So, October 16th to 30th.
And I think it's been a nice extension from Stratfest, because I remember the ghost tours or the ghost stories that were online that we enjoyed. So this is a way to sort of experience it in person or in spirit, shall we say.
Again, yes. I didn't watch it.
Oh, Ann.
There.
Well, when Ann's at the Avon Theater, the theaters, don't shut off all the lights. Just saying.
I have to walk in those dark, deep, dark,
yeah, yeah.
Away from everything, always.
Oh, well, it sounds good. We're signing you up for the ghost tours for sure. And speaking of which, we have another spooky production that is coming up. There's quite a buzz around.
Yeah, Goblin Macbeth. This is Rebecca Northern. I mean, and Bruce Horak. Can you get any better with creativity and imagination and comedy than the work that Rebecca Northern has been coming up with? I mean, just fantastic. So this is three goblins discover the works of Shakespeare, and they come to Stratford to learn more, and they present Macbeth in their own crazy interactive way. It's at the Studio Theater. Lots of audience participation, shall we call it? And it's happening out west right now, and it's doing so well. People absolutely love it. Highly recommend going to that.
That is so unique to have a Goblin Macbeth here as part of the Stratford Festival season. That is not to be missed. And we've got some great ticket deals going on for a number of shows, and we've also talked about a great thing is that Spamalot has been extended.
Yeah, Spamalot's extended now till November the 12th, so get out and see it again. I'm going to go again because it is so much fun, and I'm going to get the kids back to go and see it. It's such a, you know, come on, it's a great show. And our friend Eric Idle was tweeting about what a great show it is again, so that was great to see him still thinking about us here in Stratford after his visit in the spring.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we should just do a very special shout-out for the Stratford Festival actors, dancers, crew, musicians for the PAL Stratford fundraiser from last Monday with the Motown hits was fantastic.
Oh,
my goodness.
God, wasn't it? Off the charts.
Oh, so, so good.
Bo Dixon was the musical director and director in general of the whole thing. And Marcus Nance was the MC, and every single performance was just, I had the best time. I had the best time.
It was so much great music and so much amazing talent to have just in one stage for one evening, just incredible, and for a great cause for PAL Stratford.
That's right, and PAL is kicking off a big campaign to get a second site and provide more affordable housing, so it is a really wonderful thing to be supporting, and if people want to support it further, of course, they can do that as well. But going to the PAL fundraiser every year, got to be an easy way to support something that's so important in our community.
You bet. And again, our season continues with Stratford Festival. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Ann Swerdfeger with all of the information, as always, and always a pleasure.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.